graça.
To God, it is just good.
Amen.
If he's your redeemer, you got a reason to give him praise.
Amen.
If you were lost and you are yet found,
Amen.
If you get another, don't get not one more statement, he's worthy.
Amen.
If you don't get another car, if you don't get another house,
enough.
He's worthy. He's done enough. He's done enough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Joshua 3. We'll look at 1 through 7.
Amen.
I guess. Then Joshua arose early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And they sent out from a cave of robes. Some Bibles may say Shittim. S-H-I-T-T-I-M. And came to the Jordan. He and all the children of Israel and lodged there before. Somebody said before.
Before.
They crossed over. Mm-hmm. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, and the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it.
Well,
yet shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure.
Yeah.
Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go.
Come on.
For you have not passed this way before.
Yeah.
All right.
And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Then Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day, I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I was with Moses, so I will be with you. We've been blessed by the reading of God's word. Amen.
Amen.
It's good to see everybody on today.
On today. Oh God. We've been talking all week long about some stuff.
Amen.
We've been celebrating past victories.
Amen.
We've been celebrating past victories.
And so that's why we took a little time this morning so that you could celebrate what the Lord has done.
What he has done.
We took a little time to do that. And if you just break out any time and want to do that, you can, because this is what this whole weekend has been about.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me slow down. Let me give honor to our pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor, the man of this house that feeds us well.
Amen.
Amen. And cares for his sheep. We have a thing in our church. We believe that if you are a shepherd, then you ought to smell like sheep.
Yes, amen.
So I hope that we are smelling like sheep. Amen. Thank our pastor. He wants us to grow and be nurtured. So he makes sure that he feeds us well.
Amen.
I want to give thanks to Brother Ernest. Minister Ernest
always
taking care of me and providing for me, making sure I have everything that I need. So we give praise for him on today. He's a real brother.
Amen.
But this weekend, I saw something quite interesting. Something quite interesting happening. I'm giving thanks for some things. Something quite interesting happened. I saw such a powerful spirit of unity.
Amen.
I saw men and women showing up on Friday afternoon, after a day's work, perhaps, and they were sitting everything ready, and they had excitement about the conference on yesterday.
Yeah.
They was excited because the men were just as excited as we were, and we had to keep reminding them that it was not a men's conference. We had to keep reminding them they was having too much joy, right? And so we had to keep saying, y'all can leave now. Y'all can leave now. And Willie Roy, and they kept sweating and working and robbing. And so I guess what? I want to take the time before you are stretched out in front of this. Come on, somebody.
All right.
And you will not hear it. We wanted to say, as women, we want to applaud the men.
Hold up. Don't leave out the youth, the young people.
Right.
That came
right.
Amen.
as a women's conference. And so I thank you all for being here. But for today, we're going to just tie it all up. Tie it all up and go home. So our word for today is, let's see what is what I wrote down here. Oh, that's what it was. Check your luggage before you board.
All right.
Check your luggage before you board. We had a big old boat out here. Y'all pray for Pat G. Pray for Pat G.
Yes.
Pat G got a boat out here. People drove up and they said, Lord, we on a cruise for real. For real. So the whole conference thing was about a cruise, Robert. Right. It was about getting on board with what God is doing.
All right.
Lose your agenda. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
Get on board with what God is doing. You are welcome to get on the ship with Him.
Yeah.
So the women that preached this weekend, I don't have to do a whole lot, but they did some stuff.
Amen.
Up in this house. So our word for today looks at that. We see that the history of Israel was Moses. Moses was their leader before.
Right.
That was the history of Israel. And then the present of Israel was Joshua.
Yeah. Right.
So this weekend we talked about, we want to celebrate the victories of God, and there's some stuff that we lived through that we shouldn't have lived through.
Yeah. Right.
We heard testimony who wanted to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And come on, somebody.
Yeah.
And parents who tried to abort folk, and guess what? They lived and the abortion failed, and we saw miraculous things in our past.
All right.
And so we celebrated some of us, some of the women talked about that had lived through some divorce and some horrible situations in life and rape and all kinds of things. They had lived through celebrating past victories. They will look back and wondering over their life how they made it over.
Well.
That's what we did.
So we had to celebrate what we had lived
through. Suppose we had died before we saw the victory.
And
so we celebrated that. Then we said, that was great, that was good. But that was only a faith view, Linda, of what God wanted to do in our
life.
We said, wait a minute, now we've got to accelerate to the present vision.
Come on.
What is God saying to my now?
All right.
What vision is He giving me for my life now? What purpose does He have Bethsaida's doors open for now?
Well,
my Lord.
What impact does He want you to make in the community now? Know what you did in the past. And so we're going to check our luggage before we get on the boat today. Look at that. You know the story. We're going to talk about just a little bit. For those who may not know, you know, Joshua 1. I believe God was letting him know. Before we get started on the journey, before you get on the ship, Joshua, because we're about to cross over. But before we get started, there's some things you got to notice. You can read all through Joshua 1, and you'll see a repetitive theme. And the theme goes like this: be strong and of good courage.
Yeah.
I'm saying, before you get on the ship in this season, I want you to be strong and of good courage.
All right.
You will not make it if you don't pack some courage in your luggage.
That's real.
We're going to open this up in a minute, Robert. Help me out here, okay? The minute got my attention. Because there's some stuff in the luggage, Robin, we got to have in order to go on our journey. Okay, just for me, just a second. We got to pack some courage. God was saying, Joshua, let me get you ready, because some days are going to come when you're going to need to be strong and very courageous. He had given him vision. He said, this now, it was Moses and now it's she.
Right.
And so I want you to understand, you're going to have to pack for the trip. Before you get as part of your preparation, Joshua, you're going to have to be strong and courageous. And I love that. You know, that's good right there. I appreciate you. So look around in verse 2, and then he sends the spies. He said, y'all go check out the land. The Lord has promised us the land. He's given us the land.
That's
our land. It's blessed land. It's for us. But I want you to go check it out. So the spies go check it out. And y'all know he ran into Rahab. Rahab hooked us up. Come on, God. And he said, I want you to, verse 2, in chapter 2. And Rahab said, I'll keep them safe. I'll protect you. Y'all can stay here. But guess what? Can you hook a sister up? Did y'all read that in the Bible? Read that in the Bible, chapter 2. Can you hook a sister up?
Yeah.
If I take care of you and your family, will you take care of me? Y'all can read
it.
Somebody can read it.
Yeah.
And so she said, can you hook a sister up? I went to that point yet, but I'm going to make this point right now. God will send you help in strange places. He'll send you favor in places you weren't looking for, Bill.
That's real.
What's up?
The other day, I'm trying to find a spot for my dad, y'all.
y'all know, because my dad going through some things. I'm trying to find a spot for my dad.
Because we discovered in the group home he's in, and I was real calm. So I was getting to come to the conference. I was called consecrated. My mind was on Jesus.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the conference. And I get over there, and they said, this guy said, call him. I called this guy. He's the son of one of the residents. His mom is in there. So we share the same thing. And so he called, and he said, call him. And so I called him, and he says, I need you to sit down, and I can tell you something. They've been feeding the people freezer burn food and then putting seasoning on it and giving it to the people.
I'm getting ready to come to the conference. My mind is on Jesus, and I'm getting ready to come. I'm preparing for the trip.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to get on the trip, getting ready to get in the car, packing our clothes, getting everything ready for the weekend. And the man says, I'm moving my mama out. What you want to do with your dad?
On this journey, you're going to have to be,
yeah,
be strong,
yeah,
and very, very courageous.
Yeah.
And so they go check it out, and they come back, and they said, we can take it, we can do it, we can take it.
Uh-huh.
And then guess what? As soon as they gave the report in chapter 2, look what happened in chapter 3. Joshua arose. Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
As soon as he got the report, he arose. He said, guess what? God said it's time to get in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody wake up. Everybody wake up. Whoever sleep on your people. Whoever sleep on your watch. He said, everybody, it's time to rise and wake up. We cannot stay here anymore.
Right, right.
This is not the blessed place.
Yeah. Right.
This is not the promised place. He said, it's time for us to rise and take it. Y'all see that right there?
Yeah.
He said, it's time to go somewhere we have never gone before. You know, we that scary church. We that risky church. We that church that sits off of 84 in the back with the outhouse.
Yeah.
We that church.
Yeah.
We that church that said, when God say, I'm going to take you somewhere you've never gone before, we believe him.
Right.
We are that church.
Yeah.
We are that church. We are that church that said, man, we're going to do it debt free. And we said, the pastor needs prayer. Because he said, we're going to do it debt free. We are that church. God has taken us places we have never seen before. Then we get on 84 on the highway with the big cross.
Yeah.
That lady said yesterday, I thought when I came to y'all church, I don't know what I had in mind, but I visualized a big cathedral type church, and that organ that goes, bah, bah, bah. I don't know what I had in mind, but she said, by no means did I envision this.
Okay.
What vision is God have for you? And so he said, this is a new walk, Israel. This is a new walk. This is a new generation.
Right.
Other generation have died off. He said, come on. We're about to embark upon a new journey.
Yeah. Right.
This is a new faith experience. Look at this. Look at this. I love that. He said, this is a, now. He said, God's already told me. I know what y'all thinking. He said, don't fear what's ahead. Don't fear what's ahead. I know you're already nervous, but the Lord has already told me that he is with us.
Yeah.
And he is going to help us.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to pack some courage. You got to pack some courage. And so I'm getting ready. I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready to see what else God wants to do in my life.
Yeah. Amen.
I don't fear what's ahead. I'm excited about what's ahead. But he has to pack some courage. He said, now I want you to do a couple things. Y'all go back to that 1 and 8. He said, I want you to remember a couple things. When you go on this trip, let's not forget the word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. He said, number one, observe to do all that is in the word. Meditate on the word day and night, and we'll have what? Good success.
Right.
Okay. When you go, I said that I won't either, Robert. When you go on this trip, Robert, mm-hmm, it's important. On these shrewd cruises, you need a healthy diet of the word.
Come on now.
Don't go on the trip without the Bible.
Right.
Don't go on a trip without. He said, meditate on. When you're on this time, you get on the ship, this is a whole different level here. Meditate on the word day and night.
All right.
So that you be mindful of what God is saying. He said, because you need a healthy diet of the word. You got to eat the right trip on the. You got to eat the right food on the trip.
Right.
Now, guess what happened? One said yesterday, they say you'll get seasick.
Yeah.
You'll get seasick. You've got to pack some courage. You got to pack the word of God. Don't get on the ship unless you heard from God.
Come on now.
Don't get to business unless you heard from God.
Right.
Don't move in that area of ministry unless you have clearly heard a word from the Lord.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He said, now what we're going to listen here. I want y'all to listen. He said, because we're going to have to really be in tune with the heartbeat of God. You're going to have a listening ear. You're going to have an attentive spirit. You're going to have an obedient heart. Because it's one thing to hear God. It's another thing to obey Him. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Anytime God tells me to be correct, tell me to be courageous and strong, I know He's about to give me a hard assignment.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
If somebody says to you before we, let's just talk, boo. Before we get started, I'm going to need you to be strong and courageous. You said, uh-oh. You know you're about to get an assignment where you will need what? Help from the Lord.
Uh-huh. Come on now.
So he says to them, I want you to have a listening ear. Guess what? An attentive spirit. And I want you what? To obey whatever God says, even if it's hard.
Yeah.
Even if you can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Even if you don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh, she tried yesterday about how God had them with rehab. They had all these rehabilitation and drug programs, and one went to eight.
Yeah.
Just because God said so. Guess what? It's scary when you say God, yes to your will. When you say, yes, I'm going to do it your way. Yes, I'm going to do what you said. Yeah. Get prepared for the journey.
Come on out.
Anyway, so he goes on and says, I want you to be courageous. And I love that he hooked it up with Rahab in chapter 2. Blessed them in a strange place. But guess what I began to look at? I said, wait a minute. He reminded them. He said, now, in celebrating past victories, I want you to remember what God did in our past. So there are times every now and then when you have to pull out God's resume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm still. Every now and then, you got to look back. I had a Red Sea experience.
And
he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Uh-huh.
So he's the same God that knows how to put dry ground in the middle of water. So
Every
now and then, you got to pull out God's resume.
Okay,
I'm saying. I went through that job situation. Lights didn't get cut off. God
gave
it.
Right.
Every now and then, you ain't got no down payment. I don't know even how they gave you. I didn't understand that.
Come on, come on, come on.
But there's something troubling about you. I think I'm going to watch you a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's something about you and your God. My girl, I have a lady the other day got domestic violence. Husband left her with three children. That left her with three children. No furniture. Talking about past victims. Talking about God's resume.
Yeah. Lord.
Faint heart. He said, boy, when God moved you, they said, people leave faint hearted. They afraid when y'all come on the scene. She goes to the furniture store. She said, sir, I have no furniture for my children. They're on the floor. I have no furniture for my children. They're on the floor. First time been married 16 years. First time being by myself. And she got three children. The furniture man said, ma'am, figure out what you want. God will help you in strange places. Faithful will come places you never heard.
All right.
We got called last night, people saying, you know what? We just want to invest in the ministry. Can we come out and bring some chicks? We don't know something strange about that church. We just want to come by and just throw some seed.
Look at that.
He said, guess what? You need some of these things, because he said, y'all got to think back. Come on, children of Israel. You know what your parents went through. Those are faith built.
Yeah.
How did we get here? Because that's chapter 3. He said, now Joshua gave Israel. We're going to move from Shittim to Jordan.
Come on.
Only on what Joshua said was what they moved on.
Come on now.
Wow, let's look at that. From Shittim to Jordan.
I checked it out, Paul.
It was 10 miles. Okay. 10 miles from Shittim to Jordan. 10, I looked up, was a symbol of obedience.
Yeah.
10 was a symbol of completeness. It was a symbol of the law of God. There was the 10 commandments. Y'all missed it.
Come on.
From Joshua said, all I got right now, we're not going to cross it, but can I trust you to get from Shittim to Jordan? Just to the bank of the river.
Yeah.
Oh, that's free for the men. That's from 10 yard.
Come on.
To keep the drive alive, you got to at least get 10 yards. Come on. He said, we're not going to stop at the riverbank, but we got to what? Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Let's see.
Joshua said, come on, y'all, let's go. Got to chill out to Jordan. I said, wait a minute. Something has to be interesting about Joshua. Because you're not just following anybody.
All right.
That's real.
So you got to put this in your package, in your luggage. Trust the God of the leader.
Yeah. Trust the God of the leader.
Did you see that? Just on Joshua's word, God said.
Yeah.
They moved from Chittim to Jordan. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
We're going to march here 3 days, and he said, and then we're going to wait for further instructions.
All right. Let's see.
We're going to wait for further instructions. We done gained some ground, but we're going to wait for further instructions. Stay with the guide. Stay with the guide.
Yeah.
Guess what? Because the captain, he's the captain of our soul, and he's the captain of the ship. Joshua says, if you trust me, he said, I'm trusting God. If you follow me, Paul said, what? As I follow Christ. Here it is. They trusted his leadership. I read Bill Hybels the other day. Bill Hybels, in the ministry that we go to every year, No Need of Money. We went last couple weeks ago to San Antonio. He said something interesting. I said, I'm going to show you what Ben said. He said, a well-led, well-fed church will reach their redemptive potential.
Okay.
A well-led, well-fed church will reach that redemption. We will never reach our redemptive potential if we are not well led and well fed.
All right.
Wow. I had to write that down. I said, wait a minute, Bill. I said, you mean the right leader makes a difference?
Amen.
The right leader in the home makes a difference.
Amen. All right.
Leaders in the community make a difference.
Amen.
Uh-huh. He said, you got to be well led and well fed. And I always tell y'all jokingly, I know it's comical, but I say, as soon as the pastor tells y'all one thing and lives something different at home, I'm going to let y'all know.
Yeah.
Oh, I said that out loud, I did. The reason I drive how many miles to come to this place to be with this man of God is because I know he's a well.
All right.
Yeah.
I just don't follow anybody.
All right.
Come on, women. And when I get in that car, I know I'm safe. Yeah. Not because he's a great driver, because he's not. Not because he's a great driver, but I believe in the God of his heart.
Right.
I can stay in Dallas and go to church.
Yeah.
I'm not about church. I'm after purpose. Come on.
All right.
We're talking about what's the purpose that God ordained. You will never give the purpose sitting in this pew to look cute.
All right.
That's not our purpose.
Yeah.
Cute pews, cute walls. That's not the vision.
Right.
That was part of it to get us here.
Yeah.
But is that our redemptive potential?
Uh-huh.
Look at the word potential. There's a word potent in the middle of potential.
All right.
We are not the impotent church, my God. Because we don't serve an impotent God.
Yeah.
There's a potent place. I got to hold that for later. My God. Well fed. Well led is important. In the church. In the house. Do you know how many children came out? One came out of there. How many children need leadership?
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
God came by and said, somebody named Deborah told me to come by and see you. I said, okay, who is Deborah? Don't know what Deborah. He said, I don't know the name, but she kind of gordita, chunky, right? Come on, help me out, sweet. He said, she's gordita, chunky. I said, okay. He said, she told me to come by here. I said, okay. He about to blow his brains out. Mm-hmm. Walked in my door. I said, okay. Come on in. Good looking, Hispanic guy. I said, come on in. I don't know what's wrong. I don't like feeling like this. He said, I want to get rid of this stuff. I'm depressed. I'm sad. And I said, well, I can tell him talking about his job, his good construction job, wife about to have a baby in a day. Seems like he ought to have a job.
Uh-huh. Come on.
But he was headed and weighted down. I don't know what it is, and I still don't know today what it is.
All right.
He said, I don't know what it is, but I can't. I'm not myself. My wife don't want to be around me. My job said I'm different. There's something wrong with me. We can talk about his dad and all the days and bad background. Start figuring out that there's something happened. Something happened way back here.
Yeah.
And he has some faulty leadership.
Okay.
Oh, parents realize how serious that is. Parents realize that you are leaders in the home. Parents realize that whatever does not go out in the home, it does come out in the community.
Amen.
All right.
Whatever does and does not go on in the home, no nurturing, no speaking lie to, it will come out in the community. Okay, I'm saying it anyway. It will show up at juvenile. It will show up at the hospital. It will show up at the jail. We got to be careful as parents what we are feeding our children.
Well, come on.
We got to be careful.
Amen.
Most precious thing we have. Dad, the other day, went to FCA early in the morning, and I'm about to get a background check on the guy that opened the door. Because something in my spirit made me pray. I don't know why. I just started praying. I said, is he the only one in that building? Trusted us with those babies.
Yeah.
We ought to care for them.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right.
Anyway, we got to move on. Then we got to get out of here. So I just came out to encourage you today. When you're walking through transition, walking through new territory, Joshua says it like this: set your eyes on the ark.
Amen.
Y'all see that? The ark of the covenant, you know what it was. He said, you stay close to the ark, it'll reveal more and more to you of what God wants to do in your life.
All right.
And so he said, the ark was a representation or a symbolic, you know, for God's presence.
Yeah.
So it was a tangible presence of God. It was golden wood, and they were carrying place to place, so it was portable. But I'm saying to you, be careful when you're on the ship, when you're traveling, who your companions are.
Amen.
All right. Let's see.
Okay. Who you travel with makes a difference.
Okay.
Joshua said, stay close. But guess what? This way, Ernest, you have not passed this way again. So stay close enough so you can see which way God is going.
Right.
Stay close enough so you can see if he goes to the left or to the right. He said, because you never passed this way, this is going to be something you never experienced before. He said, so I want you to pack in a way where you know that this is something you've never seen before, it's something you've never done before or experienced before. But guess what? If you stay close to the ark, there's safety.
Come on now.
If you follow the ark. My question today was, are we cooperating with God and what he's doing in our lives? Do we see where he's working and join him in that?
Come on.
Can we join God? What's he doing in that? You got to be personal. What is he doing? What was God's vision for me?
Right now,
in this season, what is he speaking to my now?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to be doing that I'm not doing now? Where am I supposed to make the most impact in my life? Why did he give me breath today?
All right.
Exactly.
Why did he give me breath today? Why did I live through the hard time when I shouldn't have? Because some folk didn't make it out.
Right.
Some folk didn't make it out. We had the same past experience, but I lived.
Yeah.
What did God have? What's the vision that God has for me? So I want you to look at that. He said, stay close, because this is a new way. You've never gone this way before. Check it out right here. I love that part right there where he says, now, let God go before you. All right? Because number one, I know you're smart, and you think you know stuff, but he knows the way you should teach it. Y'all. You know, you get a PhD, something happened to your head. He said, I know you're smart, but he knows the way you should take. He knows the lay of the land, so let God chart. It's uncharted course. It's a new territory. You haven't been here before. He said, it would be wise to follow the ark.
Yeah, I see you.
He's wise to follow the ark. He said, let God go before you, because if he goes before you, then he is what? He is with you.
Come on.
He is with you. Look at that. But verse 5 kind of messed it up right there. It said, now, I told you that already, make sure you have the right travel companion. So you're packing on your trip, right? Mm-hmm. You're shaking your luggage, looking around you, seeing who needs to go with you, and who needs to not go. Uh-oh, did I say that out loud? Who needs to go with you on the journey, and who is not for you? Uh-oh. Everybody does not celebrate your, help me somebody.
Amen.
Everybody does not celebrate your success, your vision. Everybody will not be in your cheerleading corner. Yes, you're doing a great job. No. Sometimes you have to walk alone.
That's real.
Sometimes there is jealousy.
Well.
And guess what? The same God that speaks to you will speak to them. I don't know who you are. But sanctify yourself. In verse 5, he said, don't go another further until you what? Y'all read that?
Come on.
Sanctify yourself. Separate yourself from anything that displeases me.
Right.
Look in your luggage. Oh, God, again yesterday. I got to do it again. Look in your luggage. Okay, now these are clothes. And I need to put these in. The right clothes on. You need some of that in your luggage. There's some stuff you got to keep in the luggage. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. We'll call that joy. keep something that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. There's some stuff you need to keep in your luggage, Amber. Because you'll need this for the trip.
Yeah.
The right companions. That's courage and right companion and joy. Mm-hmm. He said, well, sanctify yourself. Whatever you got
there
that don't belong, he said, throw that out.
Yeah.
Correction and conviction is in order.
Amen. All right.
touch.
All right. Come on. Come on.
Some of this stuff, it don't even match. Paper, clothing. He said, take an inventory of what's in the luggage.
Yeah.
Do a heart check.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I lost my friends, Gail. He said, I went to Psalm 139, 23-24, but David said, Lord, search me.
All right.
Search me, oh God. Yes. He said, if you see any wicked way,
come on.
He said, know my heart. He said, I got to be honest with my own self. He said, if you see any wicked way in me, he said, help me.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all want me to read, y'all don't believe this in the Bible. Search me, oh God, and know my heart.
Yeah.
139, 23, 24. He said, try me and know my ways.
Yeah.
John 6, 24. And see if there be any wicked way in me.
All right.
If I got to be corrected, I got to be convicted, whatever you got to do, God, do it. Pain me now, because I want what you got for me. Y'all make it now. Whatever I got to do, hurt my feelings right now. Show me me. So guess what? I can be all that you called me to be.
Uh-huh. I see.
Search me and know. He said, sanctify. Separate yourself from foolishness. Oh, my God, did I say that out loud? He said, take out some stuff. He said, matter of fact, you can go ahead and investigate me. Is that what he said? Yes. Search me. Know me. He said, I'm under investigation, God. If you see something, it may hurt me, but show it to me anyway.
Yeah.
Search me. I said, I wrote this down to find one of these. I said, on this journey, take you a wicked watcher. I don't know what about with him. Take you a wicked watcher. Always keep your eyes on the thing that may be out of order in your life. My God.
All right.
Because you know I was upset about what happened. The guy said about my mom, right?
Yeah.
About my dad.
Yeah.
You know, I was upset about that. So I had to watch my wickedness. It was by earnest.
Right.
Y'all want to? I'm gonna tell the truth.
Yeah.
I know y'all want to hide. Y'all want to hide in church. I tell the truth. I had to, because see, that's some things came to my mind, y'all. There are some things that came to my mind. Not the pastor's wife. It was God's child. Y'all. There were some things that came to my mind, because the man was saying everything that I wanted to, y'all. And so, as a believer, I still had to represent the kingdom of God. And he was already talking about the man supposed to be God-fearing. How dare you take care of people like this and give them food like this? He's supposed to be so he was already putting down the Christian.
Okay. I see where you're going. And then you start clowning.
He was already putting down the man that owns the place that's supposed to be a believer. So it was crucial at that moment.
Right. You on this place.
Y'all missed it. It was crucial. I said, well, we're just calm down. Y'all missed it. Search me and know my heart. Investigate me, God. Show it to me. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Let every word that comes out, let it be seasoned with grace. That's a mighty God. Y'all missed it. Don't go on this journey without the word. When you need it, it'll come right back to you. And the man needs right now to see what a Christian look like. And I said, well, we just going to see what we going to do. We don't try to make. He said, I'm going to move my mom out of there. Expletives.
Yeah.
All kinds of expletives. I brought water over there. I brought drinks over there. I brought all this food over there. I'm going to get my expletives.
Yeah.
And I said, wow. And he said, but I called to see if you want your dad to go with us. And the lady said, no, we can't take him because he's a male. Search me, oh God, know my heart. If you find any wicked way. Correction and conviction are always appropriate.
Amen.
It's always in order for a believer to see where I need to be correct. Don't need you to correct me. I can correct myself. Oh, show me, God. Investigate me today. I don't want nothing to hinder this next journey.
Right.
I want nothing to hit in this next level you got for me, God. Oh, Jimmy likes it like this. She said, whatever you're doing in this season, God, I don't want you to do it without me. So whatever you have to do, deal with my heart right here.
All right.
Anyway, he said, investigate me. Any known sin, any many things in my life I need to deal with. He said, "Yo, guess what? For tomorrow."
Come on.
But tomorrow, before you can get the B part, you got to take care of the A part. Did y'all hear that? Sanctify yourself. Deal with, get on the wheel. Deal with it. Let God work it out. And guess what? Go in here and be courageous and brave. And see what's out of order. And guess what? We're going to take some of this junk out. Oh, there it was. Sanctify yourself. You that have clean hands and a pure heart. My God. I don't want to hurt nobody. Now, I don't think about choking him, but I'm not going to choke him down. That's what y'all missed it. Yeah. And the guy was calling me saying, they gave my dad freezer burn food, and the more the man talked, the more my dad was sitting there crying. Y'all, God, let me have clear hands, clean hands, and a pure heart.
Yes.
I had to sanctify myself.
All right.
Not because I was going to a conference, because I want to be who I say I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God. He said, here it is. You need to check out the wickedness before I do the wonders. Mm-hmm. Did y'all read this in the Bible? He said, tomorrow the Lord will do wonders.
First,
I want you to do the wicked check first.
Right.
Oh, God. He said, because what you have yet to see is a faint view of what I got in mind.
All right.
It was just a faint view. You thought that was something.
Come on.
He said, wait till you see what I'm about to do now. He said, the land I'm about to bring you in town, into now, you've never passed this way before. You've never seen this before. We heard some great testimonies yesterday. Here it is at the river's edge. They're standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jordan, that is normally a real gentle river. Come on. It's usually a calm river. You done got us out here, Joshua, and how we going to cross over? But interesting enough, nobody said that.
Come on now.
Nobody said that. We done got to the river edge. Jordan is normally calm and cool, like a little Tawakoni lake. Mm-hmm. It's just calm and cool. This day, because it was springtime, it's harvest. Guess what? It would have flooded over the bank.
Yeah.
There was a heavy currents going. Heavy currents going. And they're looking at it like, we're supposed to cross over that. I mean, it's one thing, kind of, you know, be cool. But no. We're supposed to cross over that, and the currents were heavy.
Come on.
What the Bible says about it, that he says we are now ready to cross.
All right.
We are now ready to cross. Step out in the water.
Yeah, Lord.
I just came by to say today, before we get on the ship, before we step in the water into the new place, the new territory, the new transition that God has, I wanted us to check our luggage. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Check our luggage before we get on. Because guess what? You see people getting on the boats like this. They can't get their stuff. It's too heavy.
That's real.
Come on, somebody.
That's real.
You got too much in there, baby. That's what you want to say. You got too much in there. Before you get on there, check it. Take out these. And guess what? Get you a pen and paper so I can write down the vision.
Yes.
There's some things I'm going to give you. I'm going to need you to be attentive. Have your ears listening attentive to what I'm about to say. So you can write it down, and later on you can show it to your children.
All right.
Get on board with what God wants to do. I just want to share a little bit today. I want to get you out on time. Get on board with what God is doing.
Come on.
But what I did, I'm going to check something out. I said, wait a minute, on this cruise ship thing, who's in charge?
Come on.
I said, the captain.
Yeah.
The captain. Everybody not allowed even in the captain's cabin.
That's right.
You're right.
I said, the captain, wait a minute. The captain is responsible for every aspect of the ship.
Right.
Okay, y'all missed it. The captain, he stands watch.
Yeah.
On everything that's taking place on the ship. He is the responsible one. He is the one that makes sure all the certifications and things are done right on the ship. Make sure everything is running how it's supposed to function, operating how it's supposed to function. He is the captain.
Y'all remember a few years ago
when they had that situation? Only just a couple years ago with that ship. And the captain jumped because he panicked.
Yeah.
And left the passengers. You know they call that treason?
Oh, yeah, they can't do
that. You're supposed to stay with the ship.
All right.
No matter what happened, you're supposed to stay with the ship.
Yeah.
And the captain jumped at y'all.
My Lord.
Come on.
They have lives in their hands. responsible for. They navigate through the waters, and they have a team of people that work with them. Now, today I came by to say we had t-shirts on yesterday. We were the crew members. I'm saying God's got vision. God's got plan, purpose for your life, this church, your community. You are a crew member. Are you on your job?
All right. Come on.
Am I on my job?
All right.
As a crew member.
All right.
Is my family better because I'm in it?
All right.
Is my church better because I'm in it? Is my community better? Because it sounds cute when the pastor says that. It's cute. We're in the community for the community. It's cute. It's catchy. But does the community even know that we exist? Captain's committed, but am I committed?
Well,
to live out what he put inside of me. Am I committed to work in a way that pleases him? And the captain, he sits on, he's on cutting edge now. Because in this season, some things he's about to ask him, you're going to be different.
Yeah, Lord.
It's a sad thing, and I want us to pray about this. You got to pray about this. To have a believer who has no vision.
That's real.
Vision gives your life direction. Vision gives your life direction. The question is, if I woke up today, why?
Come on.
Am I turning the world you live in? Am I turning that space upside down?
All right.
I want to ask a question. What is coming more clear, even this weekend, what is coming more clear to focus? Mm. You know, you go to the doctor and they get them, put stuff in your eyes and all your kids. What is coming more clear into focus?
All right.
As to what he had in mind for you. Because you're not saved just to be saved.
Right.
Sure, you're right.
Right.
Is it coming clear? Is it focusing in on what kingdom work he has for you? He has for me.
Yeah.
Is it coming in clear? Because the question is, what is your now? What role will you play? What role will I play in these last days?
Come on.
Yeah.
What role will your church play
in
these last days? What role will you play in your family in these last days? That's the question I wanted to ask us today. And I said, Lord, we have so much unrealized ability. We've got so much potential place, so much effective place. It's a producing place. We got so much of that. And it's crucial that we accelerate to our vision, not meandering through, but it's important that we accelerate, that we push the gas to the vision that God has for our life. I'm talking to the pastor the other day, and I said, tell me what God's talking to you about. Talking about some things about discipleship. And so we were saying, are we doing what that paper says out there on the wall? Are we doing disciples making disciples?
Amen. All right.
Are we doing that?
All right.
If that's the present vision, if that's the clear vision, are we doing making disciples, are we a loving community? What's the paper say? That's a cute little paper. What do it say? Are we a loving community?
Yeah.
Because if not, we got to align. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
Align with the vision.
Yeah.
You know what this is for? I had to kind of think about it when Carlos brought this. It's really a life jacket. But you know what it does, Robert? When we close it. You might just put that on. You know what that does, Robert? We're closing. You know what that does, Robert? It's not to keep you from drowning. It's to keep you afloat in the water. Which means if somebody don't hurry up and come and get you, you'll just be floating.
Yeah.
Okay. You are not going to be excited about just hanging out there, Robert. Waiting for somebody.
No.
Yeah. Guess what? Come to church, haven't showed up.
All right.
No.
Okay.
You just out there floating.
Uh-huh.
Your mama just out there floating. Yeah. Your community just out there. Because guess what? It's just to stay afloat.
Yeah.
It's not to bring you to dry ground. It's not to bring you to safety. It's designed to stay and hold you there temporarily until the church.
Yeah.
How many folks we're going to look at this week that's got one of these on?
Uh-huh.
How many folks are going to walk around this week homeless, hungry?
Uh-huh.
My Lord.
And we look at them and say, keep floating. Somebody going to come and get you.
All right.
Right.
Somebody going to feed you.
Yeah.
Somebody going to give y'all some, you and your family some clothes.
All right.
Somebody going to give your kids some school supplies.
Okay.
But it won't be our church.
Come on.
It won't be us. It won't be me. I've got food in my closet, and guess what? Keep floating.
Uh-huh.
My kids got school supplies. Keep floating.
Okay.
How long will he float? How long can he float?
Well.
How long can he float? How can he float? Guess what? She said, you don't even have to bang on right. And somebody reached their potential, their potential place, because guess what? You are most effective when you're walking in your vision. Come on. You can produce results when you're walking where God says walk and doing what God says.
Yeah.
So packed life, you're going to see things and do things and experience things that you never have before.
Yeah.
So you got to check your luggage before you get on the ship.
Yeah. All right.
He'll always be doing drugs. He'll always be an addict.
Yeah.
She'll always be an offender.
Uh-huh.
She always will go to jail. Ain't no way she can turn around.
Uh-huh.
But guess not. If you're not in your potion place, right, she'll keep right on floating.
Right.
If we are not in our potion place, she'll keep right on floating.
Yeah.
Right.
She's suicidal. It's not my child. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Somebody.
Come on.
Just keep on floating, Rob.
Uh-huh.
The church going to be there in a minute. Just keep on floating, Rob.
Oh, Jesus.
God gave somebody the gift to come and get you, but they ain't really caring about that right now, Robin.
Come on.
God put it in somebody, guess what, a homeless ministry, but they not too worried about that because their kids eat.
Well.
God put a book in somebody. God put a ministry. God put a business in this community that's supposed to turn this community upside down, but they not really worried about that because they family doing pretty good, Robin.
All right.
Just keep afloat and keep hoping, Robin. Because all you got is a hope that we're going to show up. That we're going to operate in the vision that God gave us to come and see about you.
My God.
We forgot, Robert, that God came to see about us.
Uh-huh.
We forgot, Robert. We've been homeless. We forgot.
We forgot.
We're sorry.
My Lord.
We forgot, Robert. We've been homeless. The church came and fed us.
Yeah.
Our life was off, Robert, but you know what? We forgot about that. We got a short memory.
Uh-huh.
I know your lights out. Get some candles.
My God.
We're not very interested in getting your lights back on, Rob. We forgot ours was off. We forgot our husband and us, we had some problems. But God restored our marriage. We forgot, Robert.
Yeah.
So y'all figure it out.
All right.
Figure it out, Robert. We hope somebody who's been called to do that will show up and realize that they are a lifesaver.
Yeah.
We hope that somebody will come speak life to Robert eventually.
Yeah.
We hope at some point that somebody who has a potential place,
come
a
on.
Potential place, says, you know what? I don't have a house. I got my house is crowded. But guess what? We can set you up in another house. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, you don't have no drive department. No, car church. Don't worry about it. We got you.
Yeah.
Keep on floating, Robert. Somebody got a car business. I guess they'll give you one day.
Yeah,
somebody
yeah.
Somebody on the gas station. We know you out of gas, but one of the members of the best sailor, they own the gas station. They'll give you free gas, Robert. Somebody, that was a word right there for somebody. Know your air conditioning ain't working. Know y'all hot. It's only 105. Why you tripping? Fan your children, Robert. Isn't that amazing? God said, I got all these gifts and abilities to turn things upside down.
All right.
There's a potent place, a potential place. There's a place where you blossom like no other. Yeah. Are you walking in that place?
Come on. Come on.
Are you walking in that vision? Those teenage girls need you. You know, you've been called to those teenage girls. You know who you are? Teenage girls that don't, you know, sometimes they mind go.
Well.
They mind go, then they body go. Y'all want to attend the church. They mind go, then they body go. Hopefully somebody will show up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We done did a tag team. Oh, y'all missed it. Oh, guess what? There's a place where I can only go so far. Y'all missed it. I can only go so far in my deal. I got to go win the tag team. Somebody else
needs.
Because guess what? He took as far as he could go, but now he need a man. Y'all missed it.
Yeah.
Now he need a man to come on with him now.
Yeah.
See what goes on? We girls.
Yeah.
She went as far as she could go, but she had enough sense and wisdom to know, guess what? It's time for a pass off.
Come on.
Yes. He need a man that can walk with him.
Yeah.
So he can know what it means to be a husband.
Yes.
So he can know what it means to be a man of God.
Yeah.
Women, we can only go so far. It's our weekend. But guess what? We can only go so far.
Amen.
I promise you, I can only go so far. But guess what? By the time I lay my hands on him and God and Abel, God, Jesus. We need to pray over our houses.
Yeah.
That's real.
Touch your children. Pray over them. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all have been called to intercession. You get up in the middle of the night and you start praying for people. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the vision.
Yeah.
Other folks said, I'm just snoring all night long. That ain't your thing. Do your thing. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Do your thing. Vivian said, I can't sleep. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning praying for those kids at Moorhead High School. That's your thing.
That's your thing.
I got a heart for the seniors in our community. What is your thing? Walking up down to school, high school, that's your thing. You got to be there 8 hours. Make a difference, y'all.
All right.
Yeah,
amen. Since I gotta be here, why not I represent the kingdom?
Come on.
Since I gotta drive a truck, come on, 10-4, big buddy. Come on, Willie Roy. 10-4, big buddy. Guess what? I can turn whatever God gives me into ministry.
Right. Yeah.
God.
Amen.
Because I'm about what? Producing.
Yeah.
My potent place. If you got to be on a truck 12, 13, 14 hours, why not preach, Willie Roy? Why not give somebody a word, Robert?
Yeah.
Why not? You ain't got to get no cards. I got a new ministry. Nobody else should get no cards. That's the problem. We want cards and titles.
Yeah.
Cards and titles.
All right.
But we don't want to be effective. The pastor said, and I'm done. He said, we need to get our T's all confused. I told my staff that. I had staff meeting. I brought everybody a brown towel to staff meeting. They said, she's flipped. We knew it was going to come. She's finally flipped. I walked in staff meeting and gave everybody a towel on my team. They said, okay. I said, because God has the throne covered, he needs somebody to get a towel.
Yeah.
I said, when you walk in here, let me tell you your number one job description. We wash domestic violence feet.
Okay.
We wash sexual abuse feet. That's what we do.
Yes.
We wash divorce feet. We wash incest survivors feet.
Yes.
That's what we do. I said, so don't ever get confused when you clock in what you're here to do.
Right.
The glory of the Lord shows up when you show up.
All right.
So guess what? Ask God, what's my vision? Come on, ladies. What is the present vision? Come on, ladies. We're supposed to come. What is the present vision that God's given me? Who am I neglecting because I refuse to say yes?
My Lord.
Yeah. Look at Rob. He just floating the whole thing. And guess what? If somebody don't hurry and show up, he will lose hope.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Okay, you mean if somebody don't hurry and show up, he will lose hope.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming to get me.
Yeah.
You want me to dismiss that? Nobody's coming. Nobody's coming to get me.